RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Welcome back to the program. It's been an amazing season for Lyndhurst Stud's exciting young sire, Better Than Ready. He produced his 17th first crop winner on Wednesday at the Sunshine Coast, a horse by the name of Ready to Roam. Jeff Kruger from Lyndhurst Stud is joining us on the program this morning. Jeff, this stallion is flying.
Hi, Joe. No, he's going particularly well. I would never have thought this time last year that he'd be leading the national table for individual winners on the two-year-old board from start to now. So he's got a couple of stallions closing in on him, stallions that have got a lot bigger numbers on the ground. So I think it'll be a real feather in his cap if he can hold them off.
Yeah, and he's going to stand this season for an increased fee of $33,000. That's coming off at $9,000 for which he stood last season. But with all that success that he's enjoyed, the markup is justified.
Yes, it is a significant markup. But based on the inquiry we had several months ago, particularly from Studs in the Hunter Valley, we weren't particularly worried. And then he followed that up with not long after we announced the fee, he followed it up with another stakes winner in Brisbane, a horse called Jagged Edge. So he started so well, and here in Brisbane, each time there's a stakes race, he has a runner, so it's quite justified.
You mentioned the success has somewhat surprised you, and I would say pleasantly. I mean, what are you putting this down to? I mean, the books of mares that he's attracted, how many did he cover last season, and how's it shaping up for this year?
First three seasons of study, he averaged 132 mares each season. As we went along, the fourth year, they were a much better quality of mare. Even though he hadn't had a runner, the signs were there that they'd sold well. They got into the right hands, and they started trialing well before the season started. So all the signs were there to indicate that he'd make a good start.
What was the book like last season?
Last season, he covered 236 mares. It was probably 50 more than we expected, but he's a very fertile horse, and he actually had all the mares covered before December 1, and we spent December just mopping up the tail, so to speak.
And what about this season? What sort of numbers are you expecting, especially in the wake of the continued success?
For us, it's more about longevity. We want to keep his numbers under 200. We have to bear in mind that off 236 mares last season, there's going to be a good number of free returns. So we have to keep that in mind as well. So we're looking to keep his number under 200. We're well oversubscribed now. We'll have to sort through our mares that have been on our inquiries, and unfortunately we'll have to turn some away. It's a good position to be in. It's certainly one that I haven't been in one before, in that position before.
He's becoming a great flag bearer for the Queensland breeding industry.
Yes, he's following on from the Spirit of Boom hype the previous year, and of course this year the Golden Slipper winner Kiyomichi, her stallion stood last season in Queensland, and Dali have just announced two new stallions for Queensland, so things are looking well.
And what of this winner, Ready to Roam, that he produced on Wednesday? It's trained by Tony Gollan and ran third in a $500,000 race and was overdue for the win during the week. A tenacious sort of a horse. What's the plan or the wrap from the stable on it?
Well, firstly, I think it's from a Danehill mare, and Better Than Ready covered two Danehill mares in his initial season, and both of them have come out winners of the 17. The other one's a horse called Radetzky. Ready to Roam, he showed a good bit of promise in his early trials, but Tony Gollan didn't produce him until later in the season, and I think he was placed, and then he went into the duel as a place getter, and it was a heavy 10 that day. So that was one of the remarkable things about the stallion thus far. He He had five runners in that dual race, of which there were 12. And going back to January, he had the joke around the sale complex in January was that he had more runners in the race than he had in the catalogue. He had two horses in the catalogue and four runners in the race.
Amazing. What's he like around the farm? He's a lovely type of horse, Jeff, a dark brown, almost black with the two white socks and a nice white blaze down his face. What's his character like?
Oh, he's got a little bit of a feisty character. He used to have that on race day as well. I can remember at the end of the races, and he'd normally have two handlers. When he arrived at Lyndhurst, I think the float driver said, good luck with this fella, but he a lot of stallions can be a bit feisty, and that's probably the best word to describe him. But he knows his job; he does it well, and he always parades well, and there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing bad with a little bit of spirit, I guess.
Exactly right. As long as they show it across the finish line, Jeff. So, Better Than Ready in the upcoming sales has 12 lots at the Magic Millions Gold Coast National Weanling Sale, one lot at the Magic Millions Gold Coast National Broodmare Sale, and in the National Yearling Sale, seven lots entered.
Yes, I think there's more than one mare carrying to Better Than Ready. There's quite a number of them. But yes, the other numbers are right. There's the weanlings kick off on Wednesday, and whilst I don't have one in my draft, there's certainly some nice foals here on the ground.
With all these results, you'd be expecting buyers to rally for them.
Yes, I'm expecting another winner tomorrow. I think there's one horse running tomorrow that I think will he'll go close. He's already been placed in Brisbane, and he's running in a maiden in Toowoomba. So, yes, we need to keep them ticking over to keep ahead of Deep Field, who's closing in on us.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning, Jeff, and all the best of luck for the sales this week.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
That's Jeff Kruger from Lyndhurst Stud. They stand the very successful young sire Better Than Ready, which keeps producing winners.